like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. John. Out of the 8th chapter, again, I'll read verses 31 and 32. For supporting scripture, I'm going to be reading Galatians 5 and 1. In the Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 31 and 32, the Bible reads, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Paul's writing to the Galatians 5 and 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." The base of those verses, we like to use the thought of subject this morning. There's only one way to be free. There's only one way to be free. Anybody willing to go and do something for the Lord this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody glad about Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. It's all right to feel good. And you know, I know sometimes we miss our brothers and sisters in Christ, but you got to get it for yourself. Every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. So all you got to do is let go and let God have his way. This is the day that the Lord has made. And the Bible said we will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I got something to be glad about this morning. May not have a whole lot of money in my pocket, but I got something to be glad about. May just have a reasonable portion of health and strength, but I got something to be glad about this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody know anything about Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. And if God has done anything for you, then you ought to have a mind and a spirit to tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for allowing me to be here. You know, there are times when you got to be where you got to be. If all honesty, if I told the truth, I didn't want to be here this morning. Hallelujah. I was on vacation and wanted to stay. But obligation and love of Christ said you got to go do what God told you to do. So you got to understand that you don't belong to yourself. And when you know who you belong to and what God has for you, you just go and do what God says do. And I thank God. I thank God for his traveling mercies. I've seen countryside and a whole lot of roadside. But I thank God that I was where I needed to be at the proper time. And I thank God that what I went to do, I did it. My friend lost his mother. And I can remember when I lost my mother. And if you're a friend, you be a friend. Distance shouldn't have anything to do with your friendship and your love for one another. And the thing is that when you know that you did the right thing, when you can see the expression on a person's face and you can feel the love coming from them and you know that all of that traveling was not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is good to have a friend. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I arrived on the ground and some of the people from New Jersey was down there, and it was just like I wasn't in a place with strangers because there was somebody else there. And I just thank God for that space and that opportunity. And I also ask you again to pray for the McDowell family in the hour of bereavement. When you bury your mama, it don't be over when you leave the graveside. So there's a whole lot of stuff that he still yet has to go through. But I thank God for his strength. And I pray, God, that he will continue to bless him until he take care of what needs to be done and can get back home to do the thing that God has assigned his hands to do. But as God has blessed me to do that and to be here to share even that with you this morning, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your mind and your attention. And I appreciate you listening to what God has put on my heart. All that I said thus far, God put it on my heart. I pondered coming up the road, Lord, what would you have me to say? And then it dawned on me and I realized that actually it's Independence Day. And I realized sometimes when you're moving about and you're doing so much, it don't even seem like the same holiday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I know some of you because I got word. It was a holiday. It was a holiday. The grills were going, the grease was hot, and the fish was hot. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something about knowing that there's some good eating going on. And you up at a McDonald's somewhere. But God is able. See, I was trying to train them children. I let them know it ain't what you eat. All you got to do is eat. Don't tell me what you want. I'm just going to give you something. You grow and you learn that there's sometimes you just can't do all that you want to do, but you thank God that you can do what God allows you to do. And it's God, it's the mercies of God that has allowed us to come together one more time on this great Sunday morning. And even though it's the Sunday after Independence Day, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. I'm sure this morning that many of you still may be still stuffed, Brother Pittman, with deer meat, fish, chicken, ribs, hot dogs, hamburgers. I know Cat made some potato salad. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can't eat all that and not still feel stuffed. See, what happens to us is that our minds are trained that at a certain time we eat. So whether we are hungry or not, when it's time for us to eat, we think it's time to eat. But those of you that may be still a little stuffed from celebrating Independence Day, commonly known today as the 4th of July, it's a federal holiday commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, which was signed July the 4th, 1776, declaring independence from Great Britain in 1777 was the first celebration in the observation of that day. And what they did on that particular day, 13 gunshots were fired once in the morning and again as evening fell. Over the years, we as Americans, we have kept the tradition of celebration. We celebrate by fireworks. We celebrate by family reunions. We celebrate by barbecues and picnics and parades and carnivals, many public and private events as we celebrate nationwide. As Americans, we think and we say that we are free to work and to worship and to travel and to learn anywhere that we please. Despite the color of our skin, now as Americans, we can say that we have a place in life. But we live in a country that's supposed to be a land of opportunity where we all can have a fair chance in life. But how many of you know that sometimes life just not fair? Doesn't matter how much you try, how much you know, or what you try to do, there are times that things just don't work out for you. But you got to be encouraged and you got to be mindful that if that didn't work, that don't mean that it's all over. You got to understand that God still has a plan for your life. It may have been part of that plan that you learn how to accept rejection so that when things come in your favor, you'll know how to appreciate them. There are some doors that have been closed in our faces, but also God has begun to open up doors and we have a life of opportunity and we ought to be glad and we ought to be proud to be Americans. Now, America is not what it used to be. Even though we are far advanced, even though we have modern technology, we have slipped and fell down by the wayside. And one thing we have to understand that we love in being Americans is that we can worship God in any denomination, in any household of worship that we please to. Many of us as Americans, out of all the people that have died so that we can have these freedoms and have these rights, there are many people sitting down on these opportunities. They don't choose to go to anybody's church house. They don't choose to further their education. They have the opportunities out there, but they look for an excuse as to why they cannot do. We have found and we know today that we as a people, we got to stop allowing what said that the white man kept us from doing this and the white man kept us from doing that, and understand that you are just as good as any white man. You are just as intelligent as any white man. And even though things may be different and you may not have some of the same opportunity because they have a foundation laid a lot of times and they have doors already open where you have to struggle and make your own way. But if you have a willing mind and you have a determined spirit, you can be what you want to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those people of color that we know that have high places, they didn't just get there by doing nothing. They had to have a mind to work. They had to trust. They had to pray. And they had to be denied sometimes. We got to learn that we can't be so thin-skinned that every time we don't get our way, we throw our hands up, a ball, our arms up, fill our jaws up with air, and act like we don't know who God is. That there's a shame in the house of God, that even in God's house, when we don't get what we want, we'll fold up our arms and we'll act like little children that don't know what God is trying to get us to do. We got to understand this morning that it's not about us. It's about communicating with God. As believers, we are taught and we believe that where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there is liberty. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I know God this morning. I'm glad that I can be free in the Spirit of God. Now, there are times when in the Spirit of God that you might not even be able to open up your mouth. But I believe that's why the songwriter said, if I couldn't say a word, I just waved my hand. There are times when you're in a position where you like to say something, but the best thing for you to do is keep your mouth closed. But how many of you know that even though your mouth may be closed, you can meditate and talk to the Lord. You can think on Jesus and God understands what is going on in your life. See, there are times that if you don't want to get in trouble, you got to learn how to keep your mouth shut. And some of us need help to keep our mouth shut. The Bible says no man can tame his tongue. So we need to pray to the God that he would give us the mind and the spirit to hold our tongue. Many of us that still have a job, we learn how to hold your tongue. You can't go on that man's job and say what you want to say and do what you want to do, and they are paying you. At the same token, you don't want to be walked on. You don't want to be treated like less than a person. But there are times when you get ready to stand your ground, you got to be decent and in order. There are times when you can't cuss them out. You got to pray them out. Sometimes you don't have to open up your mouth. All you got to do is start thinking about Jesus. Lord, help me hold my tongue. Lord, help me. I need my job. I got to hold my tongue this morning. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever been backed up against a wall and you didn't know what you were going to do, but you realized that I got to come out? If you come out with God, you'll come out with power. You got to find that when you are in a closed-in situation, God will bring you out. Now, as we look and we consider our thought this morning dealing with being free, I wonder how many of us really feel like we are free. Life has a way of entangling us in binding situations that hinder us from being all that we can be. Sometimes all you got to do is hear that such and such said this and you sit back down. But you got to learn not the he say and the she say, but what did God say? It's God's word that make a difference in your life. I don't care what he said I can't do. God said I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. She may have said that you weren't going to never be nothing, but God said that you can be anything that you want to be. You better learn how to obey God and trust God. The Bible say rather than man, come man tell you what you want to hear. Man has a tendency to rub you down, to say those little sweet things that'll get you where they need you to be. But you better learn how to watch out for the rub down. Hallelujah. When they get through rubbing you down, they may be after something else, but you better trust the power of the Almighty God. Try the spirit by the spirit. And if it's not a spirit of God, you ought to know it. You ought to know when there's danger in the midst of you. You ought to know sometime when people don't have your best interest at heart. Just because they say they love you don't mean that they love you. Just because they say they'll be there for you don't mean they'll be there for you. Anybody in here ever thought that you had somebody by your side, but when you needed them the most, you found yourself standing there all by yourself? Hallelujah, Jesus. But how many of you know that you wasn't by yourself? For our God said, I'll watch over you. I'll never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, there comes a time that we can't let what we're going through hinder us from where we're trying to get to. But child, you got to know where you're trying to go first. Some of us don't have no idea where we're going. All we know is that when they say amen, say amen. But don't say amen to everything. You better listen to what them been saying. Because when you say amen, you are saying, I agree. Well, now you don't agree to everything I say. I know that. That's why I try to stay with the word. I try to stay with the word, because if you mess with the word, I don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. I was tired. I'm beginning to feel my help come up in me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I found out that when I let go and let God, I'm not worried about my physical condition. God, how many of you know God will take care of you at your weakest point? When you're at your weakest point, God will come in and give you your strength back. Glory. Hallelujah. You better watch yourself this morning. Hallelujah. There are times when our minds are so crowded that we can't even find peace in the evening to rest. There are those that are slaves to their flesh. There are those that are in self-denial and won't accept responsibility for their actions. But you got to learn that you're going to have to hold true to what you've done. The way that the world system is set up, we see that the rich seem to get richer, the poor seem to get poorer, and we are constantly in a struggle to stay afloat. Some of them say they're trying to get ahead. Hard to get ahead when you can't even float. You got to float first. You got to keep your head up above water before you can get ahead. And every now and then, it seems like just as soon as you almost about to get a leg up, hallelujah, that leg loose from under you, you back up under the water again. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Somebody know what I'm talking about in here. Somebody been trying to get out the hole for a long time, and you thought you was almost out, and just as soon as you got out, the refrigerator broke down. That's the way the world system keep you in bondage. You are never free. You don't even belong to yourself. Stop running around talking about you grown and you can do what you want to do. The Bible says you were bought with a price. So you don't belong to yourself. Glory. Hallelujah. What we got to do is we got to want to be free. We got to acknowledge, first of all, that we have a need to be free. Oh, yes, we walk around and we don't have any shackles on. We are not bound down, but yet we abound. Isn't it amazing that we are blessed by the best, and yet we still have to be prompt and pumped up to tell God thank you? Isn't it amazing that somebody in the family have to almost die to bring other family members in to know that there's a God somewhere? Isn't it amazing that we've seen our ancestors that didn't have much of nothing, but they fed us when we got hungry? They made a way out of no way, and they stayed down on prayer knees. And they got up and told you, I know my God will make a way somehow. I don't know about you this morning, but I got to realize just how much I need the Lord. Being in bondage. First of all, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Another truth is that knowing that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God promises that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that he died for our sins, that we would be saved. But the truth of the matter is that if it had not been for the Lord, we all still be bound. We all still be on our way to hell. There's some folk in here somewhere that might want to testify about how good you are. Sometimes we want to talk about the goodness of the Lord, but we get caught up in the I and me and what I'm doing. But anything that I do, I thank God that it comes from the Spirit of the Almighty God. When you began to think about trying to get free, knowing that you're in bondage, your flesh and your spirit is always at battle one with another. You have a mind to do the right thing, but every time you turn around, you sort of slip or you fall. So it tends to have you locked up in bondage. The Bible said that when I would do good, evil is also present. For that I would do, I do not. But that I would not do, I find myself doing. Anybody in here do that? You've been praying to God, Lord, deliver me. Lord, help me not to go down the same path that I've been going on, because I need a new walk in my life. And you start walking on that new walk, but all of a sudden things get heavy. All of a sudden the load is so heavy that it began to distract you off of your goal.
The Bible says, forget those things that are behind you. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I got to stay focused on the mark of God. I got to know that somehow, some way, I got to make the mark. But the Lord said in the word of God, child, that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to him that endure until the end. So whereas I might have started out running in full gallop, and somewhere along the journey, I slowed down to a trot. And as I got a little bit older, I had to walk it out. And then I got a little bit older, I had to hop it out. But even if I get to a place where I have to get down on my knees, I'll crawl toward the goal. Oh, glory. The truth of the matter. Glory. Hallelujah, Judy. I feel good down in my soul because the Lord has been good to me. I know what it is to have been down in bondage. But the Bible tells us this morning, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, this truth is referring to God's word. If we study God's word and do what the word of God tells us to do, that's what's going to make us free. But just hearing the word and letting it in one ear and out the other ear, that's not going to help you to get your freedom. If you've been going through some trials and tribulations, and you're looking to be delivered down here on this side, you got to trust the power of the Almighty God. You got to say, for the Lord I live and for God I die. I want to tell somebody this morning that Jesus said, I am not from beneath, but I am from up above. I am the Lord God that says high and I look down low. I see you when you're in your bad situation. I see you when you're going through and you don't know what to do. But I come to tell you, my child, I'll scoop you up in my loving arms. I'll rock you in the middle of the night. I'll let you know that everything's going to be all right. But you better know the truth, and the truth going to make you free. Now, sometimes we misquote that verse and say that the truth shall set you free. But this truth, the word of God, it's not going to set you off on a pace. But you got to read and learn and understand the word. And when you understand the word and apply it to your everyday walk of life, then that's what makes you free. You are free from the bondage of sin. You are free from going through all types of unnecessary situations. You are free to know that God will be by your side. But you gotta learn that there's a price that had to be paid. We didn't get our freedom all by ourselves. It's not because of who you are, what family you belong to. It's not because you are a member of the Foul Chapel Baptist Church. I come to tell somebody that every church house in the world, if they're talking about one God, one faith, and one baptism, then it's a house of worship and you ought to be able to praise him. But every now and then, you go to somebody else's house and you act like you don't know who God is. But I found out that wherever I am, if I got praise in my hand, I'm going to praise him anyhow. If I got joy in my heart, I'm going to say yes anyhow. Anybody got any joy this morning? Anybody love the Lord this morning? You better know that you've been bound, but God has set you free. For the Bible says the truth shall make you free. The word of God is the truth this morning. But Paul tells you to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free. Don't get entangled. Don't get caught up in that old-timey mess. Don't get backslide. Don't get caught up in the mix. But keep your mind on Jesus. Know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. We got to understand this morning, for all the law will be fulfilled in one word, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one to another. You better love God with all of your heart. For the Bible said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only to use not the liberty for an occasion to satisfy your flesh. You better love God with all of your heart. You better trust God this morning, because I come to tell somebody that if you want to be free, there's only one way this morning that you can be free. For the Bible tells me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. If you want to be free this morning, you better cast your cares upon the Lord. Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset you, knowing that you are on fire for the Lord. I stop by to tell somebody that God is down on the inside. For I hear when the praises go up that the blessings will come down. I heard that God will be right there by your side. I want to tell somebody this morning that if you feel yourself bound and down and out, tell the devil he is a liar. Tell the devil to get thee behind you. You better say, for the God I live and for God I die. You better take off those shackles. Know that you are free this morning. I'm free. Pray the Lord, I'm free. No more shackles holding me. I can tell the Lord, thank you. I can shout if I want to shout. I can run if I want to run. I can do whatever I want to do. For the power of the Lord, the power of the Lord is down on me right now. I can feel the anointing of God right now. I'm free. I'm free. Thank God I'm free. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody free? Free. Free. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. It's all right to feel good if you're free and you're happy and you know it. You ought to wave your hand. You ought to holler out to the Lord. It's independence time. Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. Woo! That's a glory, 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 glory. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The Lord is worthy this morning. Is he not worthy this morning? God has done great things in our lives this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.